on a Thursday. Shackled Home Wrecker on your hometown station, live from the heart of Bolito. It's Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Thursday. The 4th of June is here. Hey, and it's our first Thursday of the month, which means there's a whole bunch of exciting stuff happening at the Lifestyle Center, and I'm going to be giving you the word after the news at the top of the hour. Hey, it's also Magnificent Meat Day. You would have just caught our local butcher, Reino Moreira, from Lifestyle Super Spa, giving you the word on the big deal today on the lamb chops. So definitely a reason for you to pop into store, and you will see, no doubt, that things are definitely happening at Lifestyle Super Spa. And now it's time for us to give you an update on all of the goings on. It's time for the Lifestyle Conversation, your behind the scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Super Spa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And as a weekly thing, we're going to be pulling back the curtain on what's happening, what's coming, and how it's all shaping up. And the man with the answers in the studio with me this morning, Bolito local and co-owner of Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Tops at Lifestyle, Bruce Renkin, is back with us for an update. Hey, Bruce, happy Thursday. How you doing?
Morning, morning, Mark. Morning, everybody.
Hey, I can feel now. It's palpable when you pop into store. There's like an energy in the air. It's not just the customers that seem to be buzzing, but it's everyone on the floor, the staff, right from the cashiers to the heads of department. You must be really buzzing at the moment.
Mark, it really is. We actually are. We're right in the middle of the revamp. We're in the heart of it. We're at the coal face of it. Unfortunately, none of us are really seeing the beautiful days that are happening in Bolito. The guys are working around the clock. But it actually has been quite amazing how the customers have embraced it and how excited they are about the revamp and how excited they are for us and our team. It really is incredible. I think if we jackhammered around their feet at the moment, which sometimes we are doing, the customers would still smile and be happy and be supportive of us.
Was that something that kind of you weren't expecting, for people to be so amped willing to roll with all the change around?
Mark, Bolito is a small community. We've been here for a heck of a long time, and it's wonderful to see the support or just the habit of our customers. But as a shopkeeper, yeah, it is a massively stressful thing when your customer's shopping experience is impacted on. You know, our staff are also being absolutely incredible. They're working round the clock. You know, when customers come in the morning, they'll see some changes, some little bit of dirt, some differences. But our team have been working round the clock. We 24/7. We have three shifts running each day. And the guys are yeah. Really, it's coming to the point where our team are really excited in it. They, you know, it's been talk, it's been a vision. We've been sharing with them the journey that we want to go on. Now they're actually seeing it for the last couple of weeks. And
not just seeing it, from what I understand. I mean, they have been actively involved. I mean, you've really sought input from all of the key heads of department to try and make sure that when their section gets its revamp, it's going to transform into the best possible version of whatever it could be. And they've obviously got unique insights focused on their specific niche, right?
It's absolutely correct, Mark. It's been fantastic as we've embarked on the journey and pulled the guys into it. They've participated in the whole process. They've taken ownership of it. Their growth and development as individuals and as teams is incredible. And I really do think that this will be reflected in the shopping experience that they give our customers, because they really have taken ownership. And it is wonderful to see the guys grow and develop. If you look at our journey in Bolito, we started 30 years ago, and we still have some of those same team people with us, those same faces. Obviously in far more important and senior positions than we started with them.
for sure. But it has to be said that you can't pull off a transformation like this without a really tight, concerted team effort where you've got total trust in each other's abilities and dedication to the task at hand. And it is a total team sport. And by all accounts, you guys are like the Springbok World Cup winning team.
That's a great compliment.
No, it's absolutely, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and you can see it happening around you. I had no idea how you were going to be able to pull off, you know, being able to trade while undergoing
a massive construction overhaul, and you've done it, and it's still happening, it's still unfolding, and
it's still very, very shoppable, Mike. And I really do think in 5-6 weeks' time, customers will really start seeing the progress. Obviously, it's a phased progress and a slow unveiling, not necessarily in the complete format as we go each step. But in 6 weeks' time, it'll start getting better. And by mid-end of September, it will be an almost complete shopping experience. And then October, November is just about the final little touches and the details. But interesting little story. The guys, we started with the bakery. All the equipment arrived 2 weeks ago, and the guys have just been testing the ovens and setting up the ovens. And the guys are embarking on their journey to make artisanal bread with their little starters.
And
they're learning about that. And when I chatted to them yesterday, I said, yeah, they made their first starter, and after 3 days, it sort of went to sleep, and then they managed to reinvigorate it. And 5 days later, when they came back in the morning, all the containers had exploded. And so it's a fantastic learning curve for them, for all of us as a team, you know, in terms of what we want to try and achieve. We a lot of us are out of our comfort zone in different aspects, and it really is a collaborative team effort as we all really embrace where we're going and learn along the way.
That's so cool, and I think that your customers feel like they're part of it as well. You know, they've taken ownership of this thing. You know, this has been our store for so long, and it's part of the weekly flow of life, the weekly routine. You know, your weekly shop, and with all of this change, there's a real sense that what's coming is going to be the start of a whole new chapter. But will still be ours. It'll be our thing.
That really is, Mike. It resonates completely with Lifestyle Center and Life the Bolito Way, the heartbeat of the community, the place where locals meet and connect. And we're wanting it to be the local grocery store where there's personalized service, there's warmth, there's ease of shopping experience, all those things which the Bolito customer really wants, the Bolito family really does want.
Well, there you go. Definitely living up to that mantra of life the Bolito way. And you've been getting a little peek behind the curtain right now. It must be quite, in a sense, you know, for you, you've got the full vision in your head. You know what's coming, and you're sort of waiting for everyone else to be able to see what's in your head. And soon, very soon, week by week, we're going to be teasing it out.
Week by week. I mean, a big milestone yesterday. Our first new fridges arrived yesterday. Whoa. Over the next 2 weeks, we've got probably 80% of our refrigeration arriving in five different batches. So to walk into the store this morning, unfortunately, the customers can't see it because it's behind the hoarding, but our new perishables, dairy fridges arrived and have been lined up, and the commissioning will start. And that will be followed by all our upright freezers, and then our butchery component over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
That's so cool. Well, that's definitely a discussion for another Thursday that I want to get into, because, you know, having a world-class cold chain is crucial to delivering a world-class shopping experience, and you've definitely gone through jumping through all the hoops to make sure that you can deliver on that.
Every time I come here, I have got lots of photos and videos, but unfortunately those don't work on radio.
No, not so good.
And I would love to share those with everybody, but
we'll play Pictionary. We'll paint the picture.
We absolutely will.
But you've been getting it here on a Thursday morning on Radio Life and Style, the lifestyle conversation, your behind-the-scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Super Spa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And if you're a local Bolito shopper, you're part of that story. So stay tuned.
And to my customers and my team, really, the excitement and the energy that is coming through, and the support that we're getting both from customers and from my team, it really is incredible. And I look forward to the next 4 months or so as we complete the journey.
Amazing. Well,
and then to enjoy Bolito's beautiful weather.
Yeah, after being locked away in the back room for so long, we'll make sure to get you out at least one Thursday a week for a little update on the radio. You can see the sun for a second.
Great. Mike, we'll do thank it again. You very much.
Thank you, Bruce Renken. You heard it here. The man behind the brand, Bolito local co-owner of the Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Topset Lifestyle, giving you the Lifestyle Conversation. Big check.